Chapter 4. The prickly straw, poking out of the sleeve of the black coat, scraped against my neck. I let out a shrill scream. "It's alive!" I cried in panic, diving to the ground, scrambling away on all fours. I turned back to see Mark and Stanley calmly watching me. Hadn't they seen the scarecrow try to choke me? Then Stanley's son, Styx, stepped out from behind the scarecrow, a gleeful grin on his face. "Styx, you creep!" I cried angrily. I knew at once that he had moved the scarecrow's arm.
"You city kids sure scare easy," Styx said, his grin growing wider.
He reached down to help me to my feet.
"You really thought the scarecrow moved, didn't you, Jody?" he said accusingly.
"I can make the scarecrows move," Stanley said, pulling the cap down lower on his forehead. "I can make them walk. I did it. It's all in the book."
Styx's smile faded. The light seemed to dim from his dark eyes.
"Yeah, sure, Dad,"
he murmured. Styx is 16. He is tall and lanky. He has long, skinny arms and legs. That's how he got the nickname Styx. He tries to look tough. He has long black hair down past his collar, which he seldom washes. He wears tight muscle shirts and dirty jeans ripped at the knees. He sneers a lot, and his dark eyes always seem to be laughing at you. He calls Mark and me the city kids. He always says it with a sneer. And he's always playing stupid jokes on us. I think he's kind of jealous of Mark and me. I don't think it's been easy for Styx to grow up on the farm, living in the little guest house with his dad. I mean, Stanley is more like a kid than a father.
"I saw you back there," Mark told Styx.
"Well, thanks for warning me," I snapped at Mark.